2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and we've made it to Monday, the 14th of September already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Starting off with a fairly minor crash east of Park City on I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we start the morning with a developing story. Amazon is looking to hire thousands of new workers across the country, including here in Utah.
They say they need to meet demand as we shop from home. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon says the surge in lockdown shopping and an expected huge holiday shipping season means they just need more help. So they're hiring 100,000 new full and part-time jobs across the U.S. and Canada. It's 1,500 job openings here in Utah. They say these jobs at the fulfillment centers in Salt Lake County will include packing customer orders, shipping, and logistics. The company is taking the time to point out their $15 an hour starting wage and signing bonuses. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been almost a week since the big windstorm, and there are homes that are still without power. Rocky Mountain Power says a little more than 4,600 customers in northern Utah are still without electricity this morning. The majority are in Salt Lake County.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Salt Lake City School District will try again to start the new school year today. They are almost a month behind some of the other school districts in the state. Classes were supposed to begin last Tuesday with remote learning only. The windstorm caused a delay to Thursday when classes were postponed again because there were still too many power outages.
We're watching two new fires that started over the weekend. One burned about 15 acres on Stansbury Island. The other is burning southwest of Santaquin.
Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather, and more particularly the winds, pushed up and away for major structures and homes.
There are no evacuations at this time.
That despite reports that some had been ordered for a nearby subdivision. Thankfully, none were needed. She says it is believed to be human-caused, and the investigation continues this morning. Sunday night, crews from the William Fire were added to help the Goshen Fire that had by then spread to about 200 acres. Nobody was hurt. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
It could be another bad day fighting western wildfires. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The death toll is up to 35 in western wildfires that burned millions of acres, destroyed hundreds of homes in California, Oregon, and Washington. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon tells ABC News.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke.
Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted up and down the West Coast today. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to become a hurricane today and is heading for a Tuesday landfall somewhere from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. President Trump held a packed indoor rally just outside Las Vegas yesterday in defiance of city and state emergency orders.
We will very easily defeat the China virus. That's what's happening, and we're already making that turn.
Those on the podium wore masks, but few in the audience did. Governor Steve Sisolak called the rally reckless and selfish. And Democrat nominee Joe Biden is calling for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines after two deputies in Los Angeles were critically injured in an ambush. They were shot with a pistol. The sheriff doesn't like the tone these days.
Actions, words have consequences.
A few protesters showed up at the hospital chanting for the deputies to die. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The search continues for the gunman who shot and wounded those two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies in that apparent ambush. A $100,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest. Nearby surveillance video shows the gunman walking right up to the patrol car, opening fire, and then running away. The deputies both underwent surgery yesterday and remain in critical condition.
There is a new frontrunner to buy TikTok.
The owner of TikTok has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred buyer for the popular video sharing app. Microsoft announced Sunday night its bid to buy TikTok was rejected, clearing the way for Oracle. The choice comes a week before President Trump's deadline to ban TikTok in the U.S. over privacy and national security concerns due to its Chinese ownership. TikTok denies any national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from implementing a ban. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures, believe it or not, back in the 90s for the first half of the week, but we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot, around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday, not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.